This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmid, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, our two former Packers, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson. You want to meet Leroy Butler? I know you do. You can go out to Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Proud sponsor of this program coming up this weekend on Saturday from 11 to 2. Leroy will be out there with you at Bug Fest and the Truck Nationals. The Truck Nationals, we're talking about just monstrous trucks. They go all day. Bug Fest runs in the morning. There's also a car show, a swap meet, and racing for both. Final inspection as well. We'll be broadcasting out there on these airwaves from 12 to 2. Go check out our boys at Great Lakes Dragway. Roy is going to open up the camping ground as well this weekend, so you're going to be able to camp. They don't usually camp
out
there.
A lot.
They don't usually camp out there at Great Lakes Dragway. Mm-hmm. I got to see what camping was like. I didn't camp, but I saw all the campers at the NASCAR race yesterday. Mm-hmm. Racing fans in the campground.
Yes, sir.
That's a dangerous place. That's a place they are getting it on. That's for sure. So that's a special weekend, is what they say. That's for sure, no doubt. At Great Lakes Dragway, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, in the radio.com app. If you miss anything on today's show, or any show for that matter, go to 105.7 FM, TheFan.com. Click on Fan on Demand.
Presented by
John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. And if you listen to that, you'll hear the podcast from Thursday's show where we addressed where we thought all the free agents would go. Guys, I didn't expect that we would be talking pretty much every single one of them decided by Monday's show.
Yep.
Thought that it would take a little bit longer than it did yesterday, but it was rapid fire. You hear from Wojnarowski yesterday that Kevin Durant leaves to go to the Brooklyn Nets before he announces it on the boardroom page that he had said that he was going to do in the moratorium period. And Gary, it's been an ongoing conversation with Kevin Durant ever since he made the decision 4 years ago to leave the Oklahoma City Thunder, go play with the Golden State Warriors, and build this team that had knocked him out after they had a 3-1 series lead over the Golden State Warriors in Oklahoma City. And it felt like, for a lot of fans, a cheap way out. You go and join the competition, team that just knocked you out. A lot of people, I remember the word being soft. I remember non-competitor is what I had heard a lot of. Bush League was another one that I had heard a lot of. And now Kevin Durant, did he change the narrative yesterday about his career moving to Brooklyn and going to try to do it with Kyrie Irving?
Here's the thing. And sometimes you have to not worry about the outside noise. You just got to do what you do. I mean, you can't worry about Twitter. You can't worry about Facebook. You can't worry about Instagram. Folks going to say what folks going to say. And this is or was or the narrative on what you just said about Kevin Durant from us, we people, the media. Go live your best life. You know, Kevin Durant, if you want to go to Golden State and if you think that, go do it. Yeah, they won a championship without you, but you almost guaranteed that you're going to get a couple of them anyway. And I don't know how is that any different than him going to, really, the Nets. I mean, that Nets squad is a ready-made squad. They went to the playoffs last year.
Went to the playoffs.
With a young team. So it's nothing to sneeze about. I mean, it's not like he's going to, let's say,
Toronto. Well, I'm saying somebody that just won.
Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay,
or a team that didn't make it.
Yeah.
A team that's on the come up. And then he's got
to
do it himself.
He's still going to
a ready-made team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is from Adrian Wojnarowski right now.
What?
Free agent Wesley Matthews, native of Wisconsin, has agreed to a deal with the Milwaukee Bucks, league sources telling the ESPN.
Oh, my God. Now you good. Now you golden.
I feel a lot better.
I feel better now.
You feel a lot better with Wes Matthews in the fold now, too.
Done.
Dude, I can shoot it a little bit.
Yes.
Sorry, not to interrupt your conversation. But
I don't know how you get away from that. Let me marinate. The Bucks just signed Wes Matthews.
Wes Matthews. A Madison just native. Now. Just now. Agreed to terms with Wesley Matthews.
The Bucks just signed Wes Matthews right now. I just brought his name up.
What's hilarious is we had a tweet earlier in the show at like right before we came on the air. He tweeted at me, he said, Sparky, if you're losing Brock, it's from True Golden Eagles. After losing Brody, limited cap space, I can't think of another player who would fit our roster for the right price other than Wes Matthews. Plus defender, shoots a three, can play off the ball, hashtag Bucks, hashtag MUBB at the fan. I just tweeted him back. I'm like, well, you called it. Nicely done. Yeah. There you go. And you brought him up earlier in the show.
Earlier in the show, because I didn't know when he had signed or re-signed, because if he goes back to Indiana.
No, that's that a perfect Brogdon, piece for him.
Yes.
He's not the same player he was.
No, he's not.
So let's all just remember
because
this.
Because why?
He's old.
Well, no. Didn't he have the Achilles as well?
Maybe.
Did just have a major injury.
I thought he had a major injury.
We got, these are just quote tweets just right in a row. Love this. Hashtag fear the deer. All right, all right, all right. Boom. Championship.
Oh,
good fit. Given they badly needed shooting, great fit. People are just going nuts.
Yes, this is that's a
Madison
deal.
Memorial MUBB finest. Let's go.
That's a big
love
deal.
It. People just going off with it. Major
so now,
W.
If you want to, you're one old guy or the other's going to start at the two guard, I guess. So they can start Wesley Matthews at the two guard next to Bledsoe, and they can bring George Hill still off the bench. With your other young players behind him. Right, Gary?
Yes, that's how that's going.
And George
that's
Hill still nice. Comes off the bench in the role he was in. Matthews can start at the two. I think that's probably the most obvious way to do it. Leave George Hill on the bench and let Wesley Matthews start.
Did you?
No.
No? Did you know Wes Matthews when he was a youngster?
He
went
Madison.
To college with,
yeah,
with
yeah,
his,
with
his father,
dad,
right?
Yeah. With his dad and his mom.
And his dad.
Mom ran track at Wisconsin. Unbelievable. She was unreal. I mean, she could get it done. And then the dad obviously played basketball. And everybody thought that he was going to go to Wisconsin because, you know, his mom and dad went there. Then, you know, just wanted to
Badger born,
not,
you figured it was.
Just probably didn't want to be around all that and came to Marquette, which made his own way.
Wojnarowski tweets, the NBA's executive of the year, John Horst, did a tremendous job building out the Bucks bench a summer ago. Solid addition on a minimum deal. Several contenders were in pursuit of Matthews, who played his college ball at Marquette. So they got him on the league veteran minimum, it sounds like.
What?
So
that is big. Now, if you're getting him on a minimum contract.
Deal. Yeah.
Now we're really talking.
John Horst is the man. Can't do that's all. Better than that.
Nope. I like
you
it.
Want, go ahead and ask me that question again.
Oh, about Kevin Durant?
No, the first one.
About Wesley Matt?
No, the 2 o'clock question.
No, did they get better?
Did the Bucks get better?
Yeah, they got better.
Oh, now they got better. Okay.
Over Wesley Matthews.
Yes.
Stop.
Ask me the question. That's the 2 o'clock question right now. Ask me the 2 o'clock question.
Did the Milwaukee Bucks just get better?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They got better. They got a shooter, doing Leroy now, that they didn't have. I don't know why Steve's shaking his head.
He's the veins coming out, too, a little bit.
And you got a defender. Now, he's not what he used to be.
Sure.
But I like him.
You're right with the defensive game, too. Wesley Matthews is going to play some hard defense, that's for sure.
Yes,
Wesley Matthews was also... my personal favorite out of that three when you had Dominique James, Wesley Matthews, and Jarrell McNeil.
Uh-huh.
Wes Matthews was my guy out of those three. So right. I'm excited to see him back in Milwaukee.
It also lets your fan base know you're still going for it.
Well, you're right.
No doubt.
Right.
And yeah, that we talked about being a free agent destination. Now, I don't know how much you can read into it with a guy that grew up in the state of Wisconsin, but a guy that has some clout in the NBA going on a veteran minimum, that says something as well.
Mm-hmm. A veteran minimum is a steal for me. I mean, no matter what he brings to you or what he adds, he definitely helps.
Now you need Pau Gasol to take the same.
He averaged 12 points last year, 12 points the year before that, 13.5, 12.5. He hasn't averaged over 15 since 2014-15. So this would be age 33 season for Wesley Matthews. But again, what I like about it, I believe, I've never heard anything negative about Matthews in my life, is he'll be another solid veteran presence in that locker room too. That can go along with George Hill and help pull these guys in the right direction of where you kind of want to go at the end of the day. And he comes back to, you know, home state, back to Wisconsin, where family and friends are and all that fun stuff. So pretty cool deal to have him come back. And he's not coming back unless he thinks they have a chance to win.
That's only right he's doing.
That's why he's back. Okay, all these guys have a chance to win. I can go home and have a chance to put my home team that I grew up watching on the map and win a championship. There's not anything better than that.
So for, he's coming back for the veteran minimum?
Vet minimum, yeah.
According to Wojnarowski.
And just confirmed by our good friend Matt Velasquez.
What is the veteran minimum?
I believe it's close to the 3.5 that Brook Lopez got last year. Yeah. I'll have that number on the other side of the break. I don't know exactly what the minimum, because they do have a minimum of what kind of job they can do a J&J contractor, but just about any job that you need done on your house, they're going to be able to get done over there.
My good friends over at J&J Contractors, ask for Jason right now today, guys. Call him up. If you want to redo your house, remodel your house, inside your house, my good friends over at J&J Contractors and Jason can get that done for you guys. And it's the number that they give you. It's the first number that they give you, and it's always the number that they give you. Now, if something were to go wrong within your household, within the plans that we already talked about, they don't just go and do it. They sit down and consult with you what that will be, or if it will cost you less money to do it. But they just don't go and do it. Guys, if you're looking for a reputable person to come in and redo your kitchen, remodel your kitchen, remodel your bathroom, add on some livable space inside your house, call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
Wesley,
you know what?
Go ahead.
Does this make up for losing?
Well, I thought he lost it.
Brogdon?
No. But
I say yes.
But see, I don't like this whole thing, to be honest with you.
What?
Because I'm going to say no, and then all the Wesley Matthews fans are going to get mad at me.
Yeah, that's how
Brogdon's that. Younger. So who would I rather have, the younger player or the older player?
Well, if you're looking to win
well,
now.
Well, 9 out of 10 times, no. I would rather have the younger player, for sure. But I'm not willing to pay Malcolm Brogdon the stupid money Indiana did. So veteran minimum or dumb money, yeah, I'll take the veteran minimum, even though he's an older player in Wes Matthews and... You know, we played at Marquette, so that also pulls at your heartstrings a little bit because he's a local guy.
This one also has Leroy Butler written all over it. I'll tell you why. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Show on The Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Steve Sparky, 5'4" Packers, only show in the state that's got that. Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Gary Yellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Former Wisconsin Badger son. Former Wisconsin Badger Wesley Matthews Sr. Yes. His son, Wesley Matthews Jr., mm-hmm. former Marquette Golden Eagle, yeah. is now a current Milwaukee Buck there as he has decided to sign for the league. You see how I got it out of there? I just had to pace myself in with the strokes here. How much does this make up for the loss of Malcolm Brogdon, Gary?
Well, significantly. I mean, I think now, Steve is right. If you're looking like long-term Brogdon, right, younger. But once again, we've already talked about Brogdon ain't playing. How many games did he play, 82?
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing 82 games. We know that.
Closer to probably 65, 60 maybe, depending on.
So
sure.
So, but if you're looking long-term, young guy, but Brogdon's injury prone. Now you're looking for an older guy who been there, done that, did that, has been around, coming back home. Yeah, I think short term, I think it makes up for it. This almost, to me, could be a wash depending on how much Brogdon plays for Indiana the next 4 years.
Well, it kicks the Brogdon headline out for a second.
It kicks it out.
Sure does. Right.
That's for sure.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, Terrell already called in, and Terrell, if you want to, he can call again. But I think, you know, we talk about not going over luxury tax, go ahead and pay this guy. To me, this makes up for losing Brogdon short term. But if you lay it all out and you talk about Brogdon's injury history,
mm-hmm.
you never know. Because you know Brogdon's not playing 82 games. I mean, that just said you're going to have to give him some time off with that foot. That's just the way it's going to go for the rest of his career, right? And then you've got a guy now instantly can come in into your locker room and just he's a plug-and-play guy.
12.5 points just under last year, just under 2.5 rebounds a game, 2.5 assists a game. A nice veteran player. Leroy, it feels like for me, you always preach, you guys can go and buy those name brand things, those nice Yetis if you want. I'm going to go and get me a knockoff, yes. and I'm going to be able to do it with a one-year deal. This is what they are able to do when you get these guys coming in for the one-year veteran minimum when you save that kind of money up against the tax.
And I think that's the reason why you have to be physically responsible. You have to leave money for these one-year deals. I said that earlier. These one-year deals, that's how you fill your roster out. I mean, if you don't think Brook Lopez, one of the most valuable guys last year, and he signed one of those minimum deals. But the year before, the Lakers, I think, paid him $22 million. Now he's able to get him another deal. So if you, it depends on what's left. And this also, guys, two things for me. I said it before. It moves the headline out. Matthews is coming in. And if your fan base looks with an open mind, you're still going for it.
Right,
you're signing some new young kid that talking about the D League. Mm-hmm. You know, you go develop.
No, this isn't Fletcher McGee.
No, you gonna want somebody up there that you can put out there that can keep everything going when Giannis is on the bench, get some rest, or Middleton if they split up, whatever. You got guys to let the people know that in the East, and we'll talk about the East later. Are you still a viable candidate team to win the East? Because that's what it's gonna take.
I'll tell you this, though. I don't like you knocking my boy Fletcher McGee, though, that much.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't really like it all that much.
I can't knock somebody I don't know.
Leon's on the north side. Leon, the Bucks make up for the loss of Malcolm? Hello, Leon.
So okay, maybe we'll somebody else.
On hold. Let's go to Skyler. Skyler's on the north side. Skyler, the Bucks get better now?
Yes, they did. Earlier, I was so pissed, and I said to myself, I said, man, I hope the Bucks go after Wes Matthews. And my prayers was answered. But now I feel much better. Now I think they still top three in the East. But I'm going to say this. I still will not pay a man $38 million that's only averaging 13 points per game in the Eastern Conference. If you're going to pay a man that type of money, he better be averaging what he's supposed to average, at least more, 20 points or more. But, yeah, that was a good move. I can't complain. And it does make them better. That does make up the loss for Brogdon. But still, it makes up for the loss.
So they shouldn't have paid Middleton, right?
Huh?
So hit the hot button.
Huh?
They shouldn't have paid Middleton, right?
Nah, you could have got Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, see?
You could have got Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, you got Harrison Barnes.
Yeah. You want Harrison Barnes over Middleton?
Yep. Middleton is not, I don't know what people see in him. He ain't that good to me.
What Harrison Barnes average this year, Steve? You
about
know?
16, 17 points?
You think so?
He got his numbers ready, I guess.
He's ready to lock him? Man, you know when you call in and you know you want a guy, you know you got his numbers.
Yeah, you
got
to have
Skyler, what were your numbers back in high school, man?
I didn't play basketball. I didn't play basketball in high school, but.
What you played?
What you did?
I played football.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the good numbers. What'd you have in football?
I was a receiver, so we didn't get to do nothing, you know what I'm saying? We ran a ball a lot, so I didn't really, you know what I'm saying? I was a blocker, basically.
Yeah.
What high school was that, Skyler? What high school?
That was in Washington.
Oh, Washington High School?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all ran that wing T over there, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, that's just a brutal offense. Yeah, Skyler, I feel so bad for you, man. I really do, Skyler.
Well, you need
appreciate
people
calling,
like
man.
Him to block downfield, but yeah, you're right. Going
you don't
to
if you,
a wing I'm tee t- and I'm you're t- the t- only receiver
run a real,
and they don't throw
run
it.
Run a real offense
so
and you can use all 11 players.
Hey, Muskego won a wing tee, Rob. Muskego won a state championship with a wing tee.
That's because they have
they
monsters.
They didn't split out a receiver.
That's why they run it, you knucklehead.
They won state with the wing tee, cuz.
You have monsters like you called them. Yes, that's what you run. You pound
third
people.
And 13,
yeah, and you
they
can
run
still
it.
Do it with
third
a real offense.
13, Leroy, they run,
run
a sweep.
It. Run a sweep.
It's a sweep.
And get it.
You don't know which way it's going, though. Sweep could be left, sweep could be right. Also, it looks like a trap, but it's coming.
Doesn't matter. Your linebacker's going to be on his backside when they run over you.
Well, no, but because it's deception. So that linebacker take that one false step, right?
That's
he take
all you
that
need.
One false step, that angle coming down that's right in the ear hole.
That's it. As soon as you run up,
Leroy,
Skyler's behind.
Leroy, I think we had like 3-4 running backs over 2,000 yards, all four of them last year. If you're a running back and if you're a big old offensive lineman,
big old,
you want to go to Muskego.
I don't understand why Baby Tosh, a former offensive lineman, doesn't like this. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why on earth would I want to bury my head, not even pick it up, and just lay right into somebody's chest plate? That's just me. I don't really
know. What?
Right.
Yes.
I want to be athletic, man.
No,
let me get out in space.
Hey.
Cut somebody. Let me show you how to use his feet.
What's the biggest play in the wing tee? Sweep. You got the pull.
Get out there.
You got the pull.
Get out there.
You got the pull. You got to run.
Tackle, it was boring.
They take in the wing T office. And the tackle may be a little boring, but Leroy, we also run that tackle trap too now.
Yeah.
You know when you put Big Boy, Big Johnson?
Yeah. Oh, so you wham it down?
When we want to go, we had Big Johnson. We can put him at guard. Mm-hmm. We can put him at tackle. When we want to go tackle trap, if you didn't caught on to it, If you didn't caught on to it, whenever we want to go tackle trap, we move him to tackle.
So you knew where he was coming.
Later in the year, because he starts out at guard because he's our best puller.
Sure.
Later in the year, they got, here come the tackle trap. 63 is that tackle.
They're going to run it.
And now try to stop it.
Yeah, we got one guy.
Yeah, now try to stop it. Still, they're not going to be able to do it.
So in the wing T, Steve, the guard is like a – really a fullback.
Very valuable.
He's got to be athletic.
Yeah.
Not so big because we need for him running
smart.
The streets.
Yep. Smart.
Got to be smart.
All offensive linemen are smart.
You can't be leaning back.
Mm-hmm. Smartest
guys
on the field.
Y'all be leaning back. We know it's past. Yeah.
Smartest guys on the field.
You guys lean on your knuckle. They turn it white. It's run.
Well, it's always running.
Yeah, they leaning forward. You guys
got to know why I didn't like the wing tee.
Why?
You can't play in a 2-point in the wing tee.
No, you can't.
I'm sitting in the 2-point stance.
That's
waiting.
Some spread.
I like that Bakhtiari stance where I got the 1 foot way back here, in the sprinter.
Sir, you don't have to do it.
And then just
radio,
kick step right in there. Try
He's
coming
in here
at
trying
me.
To do it.
Try getting at me.
Hey, intern and fam, come here. Let me see. Can you get around this boy, man?
No chance.
Who the quarterback?
No chance.
Who the quarterback? Let Steve be the quarterback.
We'll do that during Anthony's update. Can we get Leon in here before we get there? Leon's on the north side. Leon, Bucks
ahead,
get better
Leon.
Yet?
What's going on, fellas?
Come on with it, Leon.
What's going on, man? Hey, listen, I'm going to say this, man. Uh-oh. I think the Bucks, John Horst is closing in. Oh, my boy Daniel Stern's the best GM.
Come on with it now.
In the States.
Come on
he
with it.
In. He
Come on with
in,
it.
Brother. He closing in. Listen. Look, I like all the moves they did. And look, it's no way I'm paying. I love Malcolm Brogdon. He's going to be missed. I got the chance to meet the guy a couple times. Great guy, man. Great guy for the community. He's going to be missed. But ain't no way in hell I'm giving him $22 million a year. I'm sorry, man. Last year was probably his best year. That was his ceiling. For them to pay him that, they believe that he going to be better than that. I don't believe he's going to be better than what he was last year. Robin Lopez, very underrated signing. When you get in the playoffs, we saw with the Raptors, that physicality, them tight spaces, them games that's in the 90s, then the games you got to be able to win. Robin Lopez, we was missing that physical Listen, his brother, he's going to be backing up, was dead tired some of them games, man, because that's all we had to keep him on the floor so much. That's an underrated signing. I love the Wes Matthews pickup as a Miller. Listen, we only need one good year out of Wes Matthews. One, mm-hmm. two, that's fine for the short term. Long term, we got to find, you know, hope DiVincenzo step up maybe or you know, a Brown step up, or we can get somebody. We got some picks now. We have no picks. So we did get some picks, but I think they did as good as they can do with the Brogdon situation. I would have been willing to go 15, 16 million, something like that, but not no 20 million. I mean, that was crazy. Even the Bulls. I heard back out of that. They were willing to give him a good amount too. I give him an A. I give the Bucks an A plus. They Middleton. You had to keep him, and they got him for less. People want to. They got Middleton for less than the max.
Mm-hmm.
They got him for less than the max, man. That's $30 million per. He's getting less than $30 million per year. People gotta understand. NBA money is crazy money. That's not a bad. That could have been a little bit worse than what we think. They didn't have no choice but to pay Middleton. And the guy who said to the only a park holder would say something like Harrison Barnes. Over Chris Middleton. Come on, buddy. That's from the Trojan. This is Tech Trojan, man. That's why we did y'all every year in football.
Oh, man.
Things like that.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the call, man.
Harrison Barnes. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm not a Harrison Barnes fan either. But
that's good stuff, though.
You got paid, too.
That
Harrison
he did.
Barnes just got paid too.
I was amazed that Harrison Barnes was going to opt out of $21 million guaranteed. He got
wasn't it more than
extended
that? It was
through
25.1.
Excuse me. Yeah, guaranteed up front. You know what? I think I can go get more.
Well, he knew he could. That's why he opted out.
Leroy,
yeah.
Knew you could get more than $25 million.
And I'm signing that 25. I ain't taking no chances. I'd have jumped all on that.
Jumped on that, yeah. Rolled over to Wendy's, celebrated with Elite 36, huh?
No doubt about it. I talked to a person this weekend on our baseball team, a parent,
mm-hmm.
who told me, serious, she had never been to Wendy's in her life.
Never?
Ever.
Ever?
She ain't never ate nothing fresh.
I could not believe it.
I don't know how you never done that.
I've never come across anybody that had never been to Wendy's ever.
Me neither.
Eating a lot of bad food.
That is nuts.
I hadn't before I started working here. And then I jumped right on the train.
No, you hadn't before working at the radio station?
Rami almost damn near killed me back there when I told him.
That's nuts.
And I was like, all right, fine. I'll go try a spicy chicken. And I did.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what.
Haven't seen Archer since.
Hey, Mom and Dad, it's dinner time. You've worked overtime, so you have no time. And that doesn't mean you have to cut corners. Wendy's quality kids' meals have everything your kids like for just $1.99 after 4 p.m. And now you can get something for yourself, too, at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Your favorite Made to Crave menu just got an upgrade too, a chicken upgrade. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, Wendy's has a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks. Introducing the Avocado BLT Sandwich, the Sossum Bacon Chicken Sandwich, and the Barbecue Chicken Sandwich. That's my favorite. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So, why sell for basic? You can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken. Go ahead, satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices. And don't forget, if you wear, kids wear their youth sports uniforms over to Wendy's, they get a free Frosty. So, you get done with a baseball game or basketball or football, whatever the case may be, they'll give you a free Frosty. You have to be under 18, though.
And if your kids are running the wing tee and they're an offensive lineman, go get them a Frosty because they're going to need one. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Big Show on The Fan, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, intern and fam on the other side, 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Former Badger Frank Kaminsky, per Adrian Wojnarowski, 2 years, $10 million with the Phoenix Suns. Hey, somebody's got to play for the Suns.
It's a good spot for him.
Yeah.
That is a really good spot.
They're going to get up and run. That's good for him. He'll be all right.
And he can play with Ayton. Ayton's going
to...
Yep.
I'd like to see,
low.
What's the other cat name that went to the Badge? I'd like to see him over here, though, too.
Talking about Sam Decker?
Yeah. Is he all locked up?
Well, Sam Decker was on the Bucks for like 6 minutes last year.
Clippers, where's he at now?
He was with the Cavs last night. That was when the Bucks.
Charlotte at one point.
The Bucks shipped him to the Cavs in the George Hill deal, right? When he was a Buck for like I said, like 6.5 seconds or something.
I think he could work in his offense.
He's run down and shoot.
He's a free agent right now.
Shooter.
Sure, they could get him on a minimal contract.
They could. Shooter.
Yeah. He's a big Brewer fan. I mean, come on down, hang
probably,
out here.
Probably, if not the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I think
he's
I've ever
he's a big
met.
Leroy Butler fan.
Nice guy.
Stunned.
Yeah. Great.
Stunned. Stunned. He's a big Leroy Butler
He married
Butler
one
fan.
Of the Harlan girls.
Yes. Yeah. Olivia yes. Harlan
Olivia.
Decker.
Olivia.
Yes. Yeah. She. I did some couple of events with her. She's
a nice
very
girl.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love anything
class.
It was cool. It was Kevin Harlan's birthday last week. Turned 59 years old.
He did. Very nice.
And they had the moment here at Lambeau for the Monday night game where they became the first father daughter combo work an NFL game together.
Yeah,
she's good broadcaster too.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Really, really good broadcaster. That's for sure.
Great couple. Great couple.
Yeah, it's a great couple. I mean, they like Leroy and Genesis. I mean,
great folk, man.
Great
good
people.
Folk.
Great
folk.
People.
I was just saying that I thought you said that they liked Leroy. Like, how did people not like Leroy, especially when you grew up in the state of Wisconsin? I mean, if you like Leroy Butler, go down Great Lakes Dragway this week, Saturday.
11-2.
11-2. Leroy Butler will be there.
What you going
to
be doing, Roy?
Well, Roy's been an advocate of just racing safely. You know how people be all out on the roads.
Not on
legally,
the streets. It's a crazy idea.
You know, hurting yourself.
Please.
You know, stuff like that. And that's a lot of Bear fans will be there, too. A lot. But it's, you know, the Bear fans, they're nice. And
why are we talking
congenial.
About
Bear fans? Because that's in that area, in the Union Grove and, you know, down Paris, Kenosha, all that area. That's Great Lakes. All that's Great Lakes Dragway, all that area. You come from all over. And we have a bunch of great things going on Saturday. So just come down and see us.
It'll be a great event. They also will have the Bug Fest and Truck Nationals. The Truck Nationals featuring, like, Roy calls them Eric Thames, like, jacked-up pickup trucks.
That was funny.
So you're talking about just houses on wheels. That's going to be crazy to see. That's
something
else.
I think they fix more Volkswagens than anybody, though. I mean, that's a difficult car to fix.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no doubt.
No, yes, Volkswagen, you can pull a, you can pull that cantilever out that Volkswagen. You can get you one of them manifolds, put your plate up
manifold,
there.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Get that cantilever and that manifold. You pull that thing out, Leroy.
I wish I was a mechanic.
We're going to have a conversation about the Eastern Conference coming up here after the top of the hour at 4 o'clock after we talk to Seth Everett here coming up next. And the Boston Celtics, I think, are the ones... Everybody's going to look at the Brooklyn Nets, but the Boston Celtics are shaking things up, and they've traded in some pieces for some other ones. Enes Kanter, the newest one, 2 years, $10 million, nice replacement for Al Horford, who goes to the 76ers last night.
See what Kanter said?
What Kanter
said? No.
Kanter apparently texted with somebody at the Undefeated and said that Portland told him he had so many minutes to give them a response. It was like 7 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. Mm. He's like, dude, I got to get a hold of my brother, who then has to get a hold of my family. Like, there's just no way I'm going to be able to get this done in 10 minutes. Like, well, we need it all in answer. He goes, well, then no. Then to hell with you. Then I'm not coming back if it has to be done that soon. So that's why he didn't end up back in Portland, because they gave him like 10 minutes to make a decision, and he couldn't do it because, obviously, you know, he is separated from his family in Turkey and all this other stuff. So he's got to go around different ways in order to figure out what's the best. And, oh, well, so too bad, so sad. I think it's a nice deal for Boston, but that's still not a rim protector. They lost Baines, and Horford's not a rim protector, but you don't have Horford either. So literally the only big guy on that roster
Come on,
right now.
Save it. Save
it. Canter.
Well, we're all juiced up here for the Eastern Conference. We're going to talk about that.
Can't wait to talk about the Knicks.
Kimber, well, with the truth.
Said no one ever.
Yep, Knicks.
No one ever likes to talk about the Knicks. Stephen A. Smith was almost crying on television about the Knicks. Somebody that didn't like talking about the Mets last week, that was Seth Everett, our national baseball insider. That's joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.